American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
Some of the biggest challenges that we face are a lack of options when we're dealing with cattle.
That's Wheat Science Specialist Travis Bean, who's with Cooperative Extension of Riverside County, California.
Because a lot of these herbicides that are selective, they have a grazing restriction, so we can't use them in cattle pasture. So what we're trying to do is use these less selective herbicides, like glyphosate, but at specific timings where the plants that we're targeting are still growing, but the desirable plants have already completed their life cycle, set seed, and we're not affecting them. And we're seeing how we can integrate the current use of the land, livestock grazing, into our management strategy.
He says it's important for cattlemen to stay on top of the problem that weeds can have on pastures.
Medusa head, goat grass are two of the biggest ones, and they will take over a pasture to the exclusion of all the desirable species, and they don't have a lot of forage value. So not very nutritional and not very desirable to the cattle. So they actually preferentially overgraze the desirable species and lead them into a decline, while the non-palatable species like medusa head and goat grass will start to go up. The seed is actually, especially for goat grass, is quite injurious to the mouths, ears, noses, causes pretty serious damage to the animals.
And how about the timing of combating these weeds?
So actually what you want to do is come in later, because they tend to have a delayed phenology, or they mature later in the season. So you can let the desirable species complete their life cycle and set seed. A lot of times we're talking about annual herbaceous species, broadleaves, what we call forbs, and annual grasses. They tend to germinate earlier in the fall and complete their life cycle earlier in the spring, while the goat grass and medusa head are still growing. So what we can do is let the desirable species go to seed, and they're already dead. Their life cycle's over for that year. The goat grass, the medusa head are still growing, and so we can target them specifically and get rid of them without impacting our seed bank of good species.
That's Weed Science Specialist Travis Bean with the University of California. And I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.